Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Another record-breaking Powerball jackpot. And the state looks to reduce food wasting. Tax rebates should be starting up. And a rundown of a few seasonal events. It's Wednesday, November 2, 2022, in Western Mass. Well, you might as well be asking yourself, what time of year is it tomorrow with this particular forecast? For Wednesday, mostly sunny and very mild, high 66 to 70 degrees. Well, after no recent winter on the latest jackpot drawing, the estimated Powerball jackpot now up to $1.2 billion with a B. And while the cash option on the prize about $596.7 million, Powerball tickets are $2 a piece and can be played in 45 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tickets can be purchased until 9:50 p.m. today, Wednesday, at Mass Lottery retailers all across the state, and the drawings are held on every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 10:59 p.m. in Tallahassee, Florida. A regulation from the environmental regulators aims to reduce food waste in the Commonwealth. Now, starting November, moving toward the goal of reducing 30% of all waste disposal statewide by 2030, while bolstering Massachusetts' green economy. The Department of Environmental Protection is expanding its waste disposal bans by lowering the threshold on a commercial organic food waste ban and adding mattresses and textiles to the list of materials banned from disposal or transport for disposal in Massachusetts. Changes started yesterday and will most likely affect restaurants, with an estimated 1,300 restaurants that will be subject to this new ban. Other businesses newly subject to the regulation include smaller manufacturers, supermarkets, hotels, nursing homes, and residential facilities, primary and secondary schools, colleges, and universities, and correctional facilities. The Baker administration announced on Friday that first checks and direct deposits from Chapter 62F will begin distribution as early as yesterday for some residents. Roughly 3 million Massachusetts residents are expected to receive a refund, which will come in the form of a mail check or direct deposit that will be worth roughly 14% of what they owed in state income tax in 2021. Now, according to a spokesperson for the Executive Office of Administration and Finance, checks will continue to be mailed through December 15th, and anyone who paid personal income taxes in Massachusetts for the 2021 tax year and filed the 2021 state tax return on or before September 15, 2023, is eligible to receive a refund. No action is needed to receive your refund. In order to be eligible, you must have filed a 2021 state tax return on or before September 15, 2023. If you are eligible for a refund, you'll get it automatically as a check sent through the mail or through direct deposit. Brigadier General John J. Driscoll, retired commander of the Mass Army National Guard, will serve as the keynote speaker at American International College's annual Veterans Day ceremony. Driscoll served more than 33 years in the National Guard until his retirement in June 2022. This is a program that's really pretty terrific. It'll begin with a presentation of the colors by the Westover Honor Guard and will include a missing man table remembrance, a ceremony featuring a table set for one to symbolize and honor fallen, missing, or imprisoned military service members. The ceremony will close with a laying of the wreath by the AIC Veterans Alumni Committee and the playing of taps. Locally made gifts by over 40 artists and makers will be the main attraction at the second annual Holiday Arts Market to be held at the Mill District General Store and Local Art Gallery November 12 through noon, from noon, rather, to 4 p.m. in North Amherst. Shoppers will be able to enjoy their choice of cold, combating drinks at the complimentary hot beverage bar, where mulled cider, coffee, teas, and hot chocolate will be offered. In addition, Provisions Mill District will be offering a spectrum of wine, beer, and specialty food tastings at their 11th annual holiday open house running concurrently. A repeat of 2021's popular interactive art supply swap will be another focal point, and all attendees are encouraged to bring in their unused art supplies. This includes paints and brushes and pencils and markers for the open exchange table. Now, in turn, they may take home any items that meet their creative needs. A rain date has been set for the next Sunday, November 13, also from noon until 4 p.m. And in Westfield, they're very happy to announce the annual Share the Warmth Coat Drive to benefit the Westfield Public School students. Now, these chamber members have coat donation boxes at their places of business that the public can drop off their donations of coats and hats and gloves and scarves, as well as other clothing for pre-K to adult sizes. Betts Plumbing and Heating Supply Incorporated, Cannabis Connection, Rehab Resolutions Incorporated, Results in Wellness, LLC, Anytime Fitness, Shortstop Bar and Grill, Behavioral Health Network Incorporated, Amelia Park Arena, Southampton Road Branch of Westfield, Bank of Westfield, Barnes Regional Airport are all involved in supporting this event. And the drive will run right on through December 14th. It's going now, so please help them help our needy students. And thank you very much for joining me for a quick look around the region on this day in the middle of the week. I'm grateful to have you with us, as always, here at Pioneer Valley Radio. We'll have a Thursday up and running for you. It'll be online and available to you night and day on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a great day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.